Amen. Love the Lord. Say amen tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that this evening. Thank God for each one of you. Thank God for His sweet Holy Spirit. Thank God for His leadership, His guidance.
Amen.
And you'll know why here just in a moment. I don't know why, but it still amazes me. Why God would do stuff like this in my life, I don't yet understand it. But He's God, and I'm not going to question Him. And He knows what He's doing. He never says oops. He doesn't make any mistakes. He knows exactly what we need here tonight. Normally I talk to Kevin before I come over here, not before, something like this, and we have a talk and so forth. But I didn't call him this time. I did not talk to him not one time. Romans chapter 7. I'm just going to get into it and just let God be God. The thought that's on my mind tonight is a desire to quit. It blows my mind.
Yeah, buddy.
Bubby, what God, man, it feels good already. To know that God still orchestrates things and He still puts things together. He still is the orchestrator. He still is the one in charge.
Yeah, buddy.
He knows exactly what needs to happen right here tonight. You all pray hard. Please pray hard that I don't mess this up. God's put this together, and pray that I get out of the way and let God get in the way, and that let God be God in your heart, in your life. And I promise you, God's got a word here for you this evening. God's not going to do something like this and then just drop something off at the end. He doesn't work that way. God's not going to do something halfway and then quit and leave us hanging. God don't work that way. God will never set you up for failure, folks. He'll never do that. That's not the God I serve tonight. Romans chapter 7 and beginning in verse 18. And again, you all pray hard this evening. And Paul began to write to this group right here like this. And verse 18 of chapter 7, and we'll read down to 21, and then do my very best to get out of the way and let God begin to bring to you what's on my heart tonight. And Paul said like this, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, and how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." It's almost sound like a tongue twister there, but there's a meaning behind all that. And verse 21, where I like to hang my hat for just a period of time. And he said, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." I begin to think, Brother Jason, about the desire to quit. Listen, and so many times in our life we find people across this land, they're willing to wave the white flag. They're so easy and nowadays to throw their hands up and say, "I've had enough, I'm just going to quit." I begin to think about what causes somebody to have that mentality to want to quit tonight. Number one, people want to quit when things get too hard for them. They're not willing to put forth the effort and the energy that it takes to keep fighting a good fight of faith. The Bible says in Timothy chapter 6 to lay hold on, they said, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life this evening. Now, life's hard, folks. You realize that tonight. It's not easy living out here in this world. Saved by God's grace, absolutely. Listen, but God does not exempt us from trouble. God does not extract us all the time from the problems in this world. God has we have no excuse, according to the second chapter of Romans, that thou art inexcusable. Oh man, but when things get hard, people just seem to want to throw their hands up and quit. They don't have no fight about them anymore in this walk of life. Why do people want to quit. Things will cause things get heated. Listen, we don't like confrontation a lot in our life this season. But life is confrontational. You realize that? Things in this world bring confrontation to us. Why? Because Christian, we're living in the light. And this world is in darkness. And that is in direct conflict one with another this season. We're fighting the devil out there. But thanks be to God. The Bible says greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Things get heated in our life. They sure do. But at the same time, that is no reason to quit. You keep fighting. Put your foot on the rock. Square your shoulder back. Lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. And listen, and you fight for the cause of Jesus Christ. David was out there one day, boys, when his brothers come to him. David, why are you here? Get yourself back home, son. You left them sheep to be tended. By who? Your job is to watch over the sheep. David, why in the world are you here? And he began to listen to the voice of Goliath when he began to mock God and the people of God. And David made this statement. He said, boys, is there not a cause? Listen, why are you here tonight? Things get hard. Things get heated. Yes, they do. But listen, what are we to do? Listen, we're to fight in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Things get hard. Yes, things get heated. They sure do. Listen, people quit because things get, because they get hindered by the things of this world. So many times in this world, folks, somebody gets their feelings hurt. Listen, they just want to throw up and quit. Somebody talks about them or lies on them. They want to act like a little kid and run off and pout in a corner. Listen, what's wrong with the world today? It's so easy to quit. Yes, it is. It takes courage to fight tonight. Oh, listen, I begin to think, why would somebody want to quit? The causes for them quitting is because things get hard and things get heated and they get hindered in this world. But then why? Well, what would cause someone to want to quit? Number one, I don't know about y'all. Listen, maybe I'm preaching to myself tonight. Listen, but we want to quit when things get frustrated in our life. Listen, the feeling of being an upset or annoyed, especially because, listen, the ability to change or achieve something, listen, has been stopped or hindered. Listen, get frustrated. Have you ever been frustrated about something in this walk of life? Why do we get frustrated? Listen, because sometimes I get frustrated because of lack of my ability. I'm not able to do the things I once was able to do. The lack of the ability. Age is creeping in on us in this walk of life. We don't have the strength. We don't have the flexibility. We don't have the ability in this world to do what we once did. And when that happens, frustration comes, and that brings the mentality of us wanting to quit. Paul said right here, boys, when I would do good, evil was present. Listen, not only it is the lack of the ability, but it's the lack of opportunity. Listen, we get frustrated when we don't have the chance to do what we want to do. Paul, listen, Paul began to say here, the things that I would, I do not. And the things I do not, those things that I do. When he was living in sin, he did not have the mindset of a child of God. And now after he got saved, the things that he once did, he chooses not to do them anymore. How is it in your life tonight? Do you still have the mentality, listen, to do the things of this world? Listen, so many times the devil brings opportunity our way, but you got a choice to make. Listen, are you going to follow the devil, or are you going to follow God?
God.
Listen, at the same time, have you ever been told, no, you can't do something?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, the lack of opportunity, or you want this job and somebody else gets in your way. Listen, you want to be able to do this and somebody knocks you out of the way and they get it before you do. Or listen, or you want to be able to go here, go there, and it seems like that opportunity just never comes your way. Yeah. Something else always shows up to knock you out of that. The lack of opportunity leads to frustration, and frustration, when it sets up in your life, brings about the mentality of wanting to quit. Listen, what's the use? I don't get what I like to do, so what's the use of me keep a going?
Yeah.
Listen, the lack of support will also lead to frustration. Have you ever gone to do something and needed somebody's help and nobody wanted to help? Or nobody was around, listen, to lend you a helping hand. Listen, when I would do good, evil is present. Hear me tonight, folks. The desire to quit. The devil will bring you all the desire you want if you're willing to throw your hands up and give up on God. Oh, listen, the lack of support. You need my help. I need your help. Listen, we need each other in this walk of life. That's the way God set this up. That's why 10 and 25 of Hebrews, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We got to have each other. The brothers already told you, boys, we don't preach the pews tonight. We preach the people. Listen, these pews can't get saved. This church house is not saved. This is just a building that God allows us to meet in. The church is in the hearts of you and I tonight. Oh, the lack of support, when you don't get it, it leads to frustration. Listen, you call this one or call that one, and it seems like, hey, nobody just has the time anymore to lend a helping hand. They've always got something other to do. Listen, and when that happens, listen, it leads to frustration in our life tonight. Oh, listen, what else would cause someone to want to quit? Listen, frustration and also failure. Listen, have you ever failed at something and just wanted to quit? Listen, happens to me quite often. Listen, I fail to understand. Listen, things in this life, listen, folks, you don't come with instruction books, people. Listen, this pastor, listen, you bring your problems to him. He ain't got all the answers. Listen, God's given him a mind that he can figure a lot of things out. But you and I don't come with instruction books. And when we lack understanding, listen, it brings about, if it keeps going on, it brings about the mentality of you want to quit. The lack of understanding in our life, folks, listen, that's what the devil wants to do, is keep us going and not understanding things over and over again. Because what happens when you don't understand something, think about when you was in school and the teachers teach something that was over your head and they didn't bring understanding. What did you do about that topic? But the same thing I did. We just want to quit and pass it off. Oh, that's the way life is sometimes. We don't understand a lot of things in life. Why does a Christian get cancer? Why does somebody that's serving God the best they can, why do they get sick? Why do they have to go through the troubles and trials of this life? Listen, I don't understand that, but I know this, God is in control. The lack of understanding, listen, the lack of communication will cause us to want to quit. Listen, have you ever gone to do something and somebody said, why in the world did you not do that or do this? And they simply said, you never told me I needed to do that.
That's right.
right.
Oh, the lack of communication brings about failure. And failure will bring about the mentality of you wanting to quit. Listen, and that's what the devil wants you to do tonight. The devil don't want you to communicate one with another. The devil don't want you to communicate with God tonight and have God to show you what your job is and what he wants you to do. And when there's no communication, you're left in the dark. And when you're left in the dark for so long, you get comfortable and get used to the dark. And before you know it, you're no longer doing what God wants you to do. Oh, listen. The lack of understanding, the lack of communication, the lack of knowledge, listen, will cause you and I to want to quit because of failure. Failure because we simply don't know. Listen, so many people in this world today, in congregations we go to quite often, they don't know what they don't know. Listen, you say, preacher, that's a tongue twister again. But how many of us don't know what we don't know? And listen, when that happens, when we don't know something, one of two things take place. You either do something to gain the knowledge, or you forget about it. Oh, it's easier to forget about it. How many is going to go home tonight and look up that song? How many is going to put forth that effort and that energy to do that? Because you want to know. Now you can play dumb and say, well, I just don't know, and I really don't care. That's in there. They sang it. And we'll keep singing it without me knowing it. And everything will go on as it always is. Well, guess what? If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. If you want to know something, listen, pull yourself up to the table and let God show you what you don't know tonight. Oh, 1 in 5 of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him what? Sit back and do nothing, and God will give it to you. Not on your life, he won't. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Listen, frustration leads to failure, leads to quitting. Failure leads to quitting. Fear leads to quitting tonight. Listen, fear. Listen, an unpleasant emotion. Listen, caused. Listen, by the belief that something or someone is dangerous tonight. Hey, guess what, Christian? Listen, the Bible said, 1 in 7 of Timothy, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank God tonight. In 4:18 of the book of 1 John, listen, the Bible said, there is no fear in love. Why? Perfect love casteth out fear. Thank God for that, because fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love tonight. Fear will cause you to quit on God this evening. Oh, that's the problem with so many people today, is they're ready just to quit because life gets hard. They're ready to quit because God don't make sense. They're ready to quit because they don't understand what God wants them to do. It's easier just to stay at the house instead of coming to church. It's easier to watch TV than it is to read the Word of God. Listen, here lately, when I sit down to study, I find myself falling asleep. Listen, but the very moment I fasten my eyes on that TV, I'm wide awake again. When I come back to the Word of God, listen, all of a sudden I start getting sleepy again. Listen, and it's like a roller coaster. When I take my mind off of this, I'm up and ready to go. When I put my mind on this, it seems like the devil starts turning the lights out. Listen, you and I've got to make a decision, friend. Are we going to serve God, or are we not going to serve God? Go to the 20th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Let me show you an individual, listen, that had the call of God on his life. Listen, he had the divine call. Yes, but listen, he had a daily peril. He had problems in his life and was in deep despair. Why? Because that desire to quit snuck up on him.
I'm gonna quit.
Oh, listen. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 7. The Bible reads like this. Listen what Jeremiah went through. It says, "Oh Lord," the last time Jeremiah complained to God. He's called the weeping prophet for a reason. 24th book in your Bible. Listen, 52 chapters, 1,364 verses. But Jeremiah wrote a complimentary book to this called Lamentations. Listen, he is the weeping prophet. He had a lot of issues in his life. Think about this. God called you and ordained you from the day you was born and said you're going to go and you're going to preach to them people. But take notice, before you go, Jeremiah, they're not going to listen to nothing you say. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to put you in prison. And listen, Jeremiah, I want you to keep going. Well, guess what? Listen, you and I, we'd want to quit on that situation, wouldn't we? Listen, the very best we could do, we would still want to quit. Because somebody can tell you no only so many times, and what are you going to do? You're going to stop asking.
That's right, brother.
That's right. Listen, and Jeremiah come to God, and listen what he said in verse 7 of the 20th chapter. He said, "Oh Lord, thou hast deceived me." Now you got to look up what that means. Listen, "and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I and hast prevailed, and I'm in derision. Daily everyone mocketh me." They're making fun of me. "For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me." Listen, "and a derision daily." They're not listening to nothing I'm saying, God. Listen, they're not making fun of me. Hey, God, are you not listening to me? Hey, God, you set me up for failure. Listen to verse 9 now. Listen, this is his proclamation. This is what he come to grips with. He said, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak anymore in his name." Listen, I'm finished, God. Listen, I've done my best, and you up there, and it's like you don't care. You're not listening. You're letting them, God, make fun of me like this. Hey, God, I'm your prophet. I was the one you called. God, why are you not helping me? So what did Jeremiah do in the first part of this verse? He sent in his resignation.
He sure did, brother.
God, I'm just going to shut my mouth. I'm just not going to make mention of you anymore. Here's my resignation. God, I quit. Oh, what's the use, God? What benefit is this? Oh, listen. And he faced, with so many others that we face today, unbelief and rejection, and was ready just to throw in the towel and quit, having this mentality. Hey, God, they're not listening, so why am I wasting my time? What's the use of me sitting here preaching my guts out and they sitting back and laughing at me? Oh, listen, I promise you, friend, there'll come a day when you'll get there too.
That's right, brother.
You'll get there sooner or later. I've been there.
I've been there.
You go and you preach and you study, and it seems like people just want to use you. As long as you benefit them, they're ready there for you. But the very moment you have nothing else for them, they'll drop you like a dirty dish rag. You have nothing else to benefit them, so they have nothing else for you. Listen, Jeremiah feeling the same way, sending his resignation. Listen, however, listen, God don't give you and I the right to resign. God don't give you and I the place to where we resign tonight. Listen what Jesus said, what Paul said in 13:5. Are y'all getting this tonight? Listen, he said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Thank God for that tonight. 1:9 of the book of Joshua. God told Joshua, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Moses just died. Joshua's out there now with the command, with all those Jews. And hey, God, what am I going to do? Hey, Joshua, as I was with Moses, son, I'll be with you too. Oh, listen.
Your buddy.
We serve him, and we're to do what he has asked us to do.
Amen, brother.
There's no rest area
Nobody.
On Route 66, right. Folks. God does not give us nowhere the opportunity nor the time to resign and to quit.
Amen.
Things get hard. Yes, they sure do.
Yeah.
Things get heated. Yes, they do. You and I get hindered. Frustration sets in.
Amen.
We're going to fail along this journey.
Amen.
Fear is going to creep in on us from time to time. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. But there's still no way, no reason for us to throw our hands up and quit.
Amen.
What happened then, preacher? He threw in his resignation letter. Listen. And what happened? Have you ever seen that episode of Andy Griffith? Barney in jail.
Yeah.
Listen, citizen's arrest, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And Barney come out with his resignation letter. Andy took it and he filed it. A little while later, Barney said, did you get my letter? Andy said, yep, along with all of these others that you said you resigned. You see, tonight, folks, you may want to quit. Listen, but let's read the rest of this verse, because it didn't stop right there. That next word is the word but. Thank God for the buts in Scripture. Let's just know the flip side of this story. Hey, God, I'm not going to make mention of you anymore. But thank God tonight, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. Thank God tonight, here's his resignation. But after a little while, Jeremiah said, wait just a minute, there's some resistance in me that's causing me not to quit, that's causing me to keep taking another step. When things get hard, you keep putting one foot in front of another and let God be God in your life.
Oh,
what is that that keeps us going? It is the Word of God. Oh, hear me tonight. The Word of God will keep you from quitting. That is why in your service to God, listen, the Word is the most important thing in your life. That's why we keep harping and keep barking that you need to know what God's Word says. It says this for you. Listen, don't take it for somebody else. You study this for yourself. You become a student of the Word of God. And watch what that'll do for you in your life. You realize this is the only weapon we've got to fight with.
Right, brother. The sword, brother.
And the sharper it is in your life,
amen,
the better you'll fight.
Amen.
The sharper it is. You say, preacher, I thought it's already sharp. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Uh-huh.
But how are you swinging it tonight?
Amen.
How are you swinging it?
Amen.
Are you swinging a butter knife? Or are you swinging a razor blade?
Yeah.
Choice is yours. God leaves that up to you. If you don't read and you don't study and you don't take the time to know God's Word, I promise you, you will succumb to the pressures of this world.
Amen, son.
This world, the devil will defeat you.
Amen.
Listen, the only weapon we got to fight him by, what did Jesus say in the 4th chapter of the book of Matthew? When Satan come to him, listen, he'd been out there in the wilderness. He fasted for 40 days. He was not tempted for 40 days. I don't know where in the world they got all that garbage from. He fasted for 40 days. He went without food for 40 days. Listen, to prove a point to me and you tonight, to be an example for me and you this evening. Afterwards, he got hungry, folks. He was 100% man. Listen, he got hungry, and here come the devil at his weakest point physically. Now, he's still 100% God. Don't never misunderstand that. But he was 100% man, and he got weak in the flesh. Just like you and I do when we don't get food.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, the devil come to him. Listen, cast thyself down. Command these stones to be made bread. Bow yourself to me. Three different occasions. Yeah. And what did Jesus do? He punched him right in the face. Not physically, but he blacked his eyes with the word of God.
Amen, brother.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Listen, he punched him right in the mouth with his own word tonight. Listen, and that's what you and I have got, is the word of God. But you can only swing it as it is written in your heart. If it's not there, you can't use it. If you need a hammer and there's no hammer in your tool chest, you can't use a hammer. You can only use what is at your disposal. Listen, that's why we need to know God's word for ourselves. Paul, listen, look at the life of Jonah, or the life of Noah, rather. You know the story. Listen, he had some resistance in his life. Noah was out there. God told him to build a boat. Sixth and eighth book of Genesis, he said, for Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God looked down through humanity and saw that their heart was evil continually. They wanted to destroy the creation. He said, Noah, build a boat. Listen, gave him the dimensions, and then God shut his mouth for the next 100 years.
He did it, didn't he?
God never spoke to Noah not another time for 100 years. Think about that. Think about that. God gave him what he needed the first time. It was up to Noah whether he's going to heed to it or not. And then Noah started the work. Oh, could you imagine Jeremiah out there preaching his guts out? Listen, different times he put a yoke around his neck, walked up and down the street. He took a girdle, listen, held it up and walked up and down the street as examples of what God, how God saw his people. Listen, and could you imagine that they sit back and begin to laugh at him? Hey, what are you doing? We're not listening. Won't you go ahead and shut your mouth? Noah out there every morning, every evening, building on that boat, and here come the people walking by, laughing at him, making fun of him. What are you doing? Noah, I'm building a boat. Building a boat? God said to. What's it for? I don't know. God said he's going to send rain. What is rain? And on and on and on. And they made fun of him. 100 years is up and gone now. God spoke back up. Opened the clouds up, opened the deep up, and here come water. Oh, now what? He's very excited then about what Noah was wanting to do.
Amen.
Too late.
Too late, brother.
Look at poor Job. God love his heart. Job never bothered nobody, to best of my knowledge.
That's right.
Listen, but no, Job had integrity. He feared God. And what happened? Satan showed up. God allowed Satan to come at him, touch everything but his own life. And Job out there, Job, why are you doing? Three of his buddies. Boys, if I had buddies like that, I'd soon be left alone. Listen, so what sin did you commit? And on and on. And here come his wife. Now before you throw her under the bus, listen, a lot of preachers want to throw her under the bus because of what she said. But hear me tonight. She lost the same as Job
did.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, what did God not do? You'll never find nowhere where God ever rebuked her.
Never said a word to her.
You'll never find nowhere where God ever opened his mouth to her.
No.
Oh, listen. Hear me tonight. Are you ready to quit?
Yeah.
You got desires to quit? The devil will want you to do that. Listen, the devil wants you to put your resignation in. Listen, but allow the word of God. The Bible says here, but his word was like a fire shut up in my bones. Listen, 23 and 29, the book of Jeremiah, read over a little further. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Listen, 3 and 15 of 2 Peter, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you reason of the hope that's in you, with meekness and fear. 119, 105 of Psalms, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, it's a light unto my path. Listen, Jeremiah was ready to give his resignation. Then he got some resistance in his life because he was a fan of the Word of God. Yeah. And then resumption began to set in when he said, I could not stay.
Yeah, buddy, that's right.
I could not stop. Could not stop what? I could not stay. I could not stop from speaking.
Yeah.
About the love and the grace and the mercy of God.
Keep going.
That resumption simply means the action of beginning again that which is paused or hindered.
Yeah.
Hear me tonight. Get some resumption in you. Get some intestinal fortitude in you.
Yeah, keep going.
Get some fight back down inside of you.
Yeah, keep going.
The devil's going to throw stones at you. Yes, he sure is.
Yeah.
Listen, you can either use them stones as a stumbling block or as stepping stones. The choice is solely up to you tonight. You've seen the old cartoon. Listen, on this side you've got the devil speaking, and this side you got the Lord speaking. And listen, and both of them are in your ear.
Yeah.
Listen, the one you listen to will be the one you follow.
Amen, son. Amen.
And if you allow the Word of God to get in your heart, and you allow the Word of God to speak to you, listen, the Word of God will keep you from quitting.
Amen.
It may get hard, and it may get tough, and no doubt it's going to in this walk of life.
Amen.
But I promise you this, don't give up, folks.
Don't quit.
Don't give up. Don't give in.
Yeah.
Don't give in to the devil. Don't give in to temptation.
Yeah.
Look at me right now. I'm guilty of giving in sometimes. It's easier.
Yeah.
The devil turns the heat up. Now listen, it's easier just to give in, Brother Johnson,
it is, brother. Just quit.
Than it is to keep fighting.
Yeah, buddy.
And I'm ashamed to say I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. And then I wonder. I feel like a dirty, slimy dog afterwards because I disobeyed God.
Yeah.
God's got His way of getting your attention, friend.
He does, brother.
God's got His way of getting your attention. Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give in. And don't give out. It gets hard sometimes. Yes, it does. We get tired. We get weary along the journey. Yes, we sure do. Let me shut up with this. What Habakkuk said.
Yeah,
buddy. Listen to this man right here. Only three little chapters. Listen, don't wait. It won't take you probably about 10 minutes to read it.
Yeah.
Listen, what Habakkuk said in the first chapter, and I'm shutting up with this, I promise. Listen, what he said, he began to cry to God. He began to call out to God. Hey, God, how long am I going to call on you and you not hear me? And then the Bible says he cried out again. That word cry the second time means he screamed at God. He yelled with a very loud voice at God. Hey God, how long are you going to allow this violence to happen to your people? How long, God, are you going to allow, listen, these problems to occur and you not do a blessed far thing?
Yeah.
Listen, and when God spoke up, listen what God told him.
Yeah.
Hey, by Habakkuk, I'm going to send the Chaldeans down there, buddy. And they're going to whoop the far out of you all.
Yeah.
Chaldeans were Gentiles.
Yeah.
They were God's enemy. And God's going to use His enemy to whip the far out of His own people.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how the prophet felt then?
Yeah.
And then him and God had a conversation. And then listen what Habakkuk come to conclusion about.
Yeah.
In 3 and 17 and 18, the book of Habakkuk. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give in. Don't give out. Although the fig tree shall not blossom.
That's what he said.
Neither shall fruit be in the vines. That's a bad day. You realize that? Oh, listen. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat.
Mm-hmm.
They're going hungry. And the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls.
Yeah.
That's a bad time.
Time.
Listen what he said. Although all that problems is having, listen what this man said, and I'll shut up with this. Yet, although those things are happening, Brother Charlie, here's my conclusion.
Yeah.
Yet, I will rejoice
mm-hmm.
in the Lord.
Sure.
I will joy in the God of my salvation. Amen. Don't quit. Don't quit.
Amen. Amen.
Don't give up on God. It's easy. Quitting is easy.
It is.
Listen, it takes a real man and a real woman to keep fighting tonight.
Amen, brother.
May God bless everyone.
Amen.